honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky, and we're so glad to have Dr. Joseph
Cardillo,
PhD. He is an inspirational speaker and sought-after expert on energy teaching. This is so fascinating, and we're thrilled to have you. Hello, Dr. Cardillo. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's so nice. You know, I was reading that you're an expert in attention training. What does that mean?
Well, for quite a few decades, I've been looking at various ways to improve focus and concentration, attention.
Now, do you work a lot with students or people who have ADD or ADHD? Do you specialize in a certain area, or is it just overall attention?
Well, overall, I've worked with business people, athletes, overall.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we're talking about today is teaching our bodies to tap into energetic sweet spots. Now, I know that all of us will have highs and lows during the day where we feel full of energy, and then maybe usually midday we feel kind of crummy. So is this what you're talking about? And how do we tap into those sweet spots?
That's the key. Well, yeah, it is. It is what I'm talking about. And the best way I can define, you know, our energetic sweet spot is when we're in that mindset, we're in that perfect flow mindset. So whatever that means for the individual, for one individual, it might be an athletic event where somebody's skiing down a mountainside and they're just not even thinking. They're just performing at the top of their game. They feel great. They're performing great. And when they finish, they're happy and satisfied. It's that kind of a mindset they're not even thinking about. But for somebody else, it might be walking. For somebody else, it might be reading a book or just having a conversation with a loved one, those kind of things. And what I've come to the conclusion of thinking on all this after quite a few decades is that it all has to do with energy. And we're able to get into that energetic sweet spot, that flowing mindset and also flowing physiology when we use the right energy or we match the right energy with the right activity. So when we're matching the right energy with the right activity, we walk away from activities feeling good, feeling great, feeling more energized than when we went into them. And when our energy is mismatched, we generally walk away from those activities feeling drained. And sometimes, I mean, we do an okay job at the activity, but we're still drained. So that's what I wanted to look at. I wanted to look at you know, with my book, Body Intelligence, I wanted everybody to experience high-quality energy all day long, you know, during the week. I wanted people to have great energy days and have that feeling as often as possible.
Now, would you say that people, when we wake up in the morning, there's an exercise to do to get us into that mindset, or would it be something that we do right before we start a certain activity? What are some tips that we can do, and when is the optimal time to get into that mindset?
I think that's a great question, and the answer is yes to both of those questions. We should prepare in advance to activities, and we can prepare, you know, right as the activity is occurring, and even during an activity as well. So what I try to do with in body intelligence is to first have everybody do a self-diagnostic, to diagnose their own energy needs throughout the day. And it's actually kind of fun to find out what kind of energy do I actually need when I wake up. For example, I find that many individuals, need to, you know, need something to energize themselves, to perk themselves up when they get up in the morning. Other individuals, however, actually would prefer to calm down because they wake up stressed. So it really depends on the individual, but you can start to discover, and like I say, this is fun, you can start to discover your energy needs throughout the day. And then once you have a sense of what your needs are, and in the book I provide a lot of diagnostic activities, charts, and so on, so that people can identify their needs throughout the day. And then you can find out what you're doing that fuels that energy need in a in a good sense. And you can also find out what you're doing that doesn't match that need and then winds up leaving you drained. The further thing you can do is find out what effects the drain of energy has on you immediately and also further down the line. So, for example, if I'm doing something that's energy draining in the morning, how does that affect my afternoon and how does that actually affect my ability to sleep at night? So you start to find out, you start to trace or map some of your activities and the energies that you're employing when you're involved in them and find out that maybe something like insomnia is related to something that, that you might have done the day before.
You know, I think one thing that comes to mind is that I would imagine that a lot of people are getting energy from things that aren't great for them, like relying on that sugar rush, right, in the mid-afternoon.
Like caffeine, too.
Yeah, caffeine.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, getting
and
up
so
right
these
away.
Are like energy traps. So, you know, real simple. My book is filled with really simple things. Sometimes, you know, that it sounds academic, but really it's very simple stuff. So, for example, somebody might. You know, we all experience a sort of a midday slump. And one of the things I write about in the book is, you know, in the afternoon, you know, a lot of people are prone to that third or fourth cup of coffee or the energy drinks. And, you know, we all know that those may leave us in a worse place than we were before we even imbibed in them. But, you know, we do them anyway. However, you know, sometimes it's just a simple thing like a short walk outside will give us the energy that we need. It'll last longer, and we'll feel better when we come out of it. The reason that the walk works is because the exercise itself is giving our body energy, but then the light that we experience outside our offices or our homes, the light we experience outside reduces the amount of melatonin in the blood, and that's what's making us feel groggy in the first place. So it's kind of like a win-win situation.
All right, so we have about maybe a minute left, and I'd love to know, I'm sure Lisa would too, what is your morning routine? So you wake up, and so how do you get yourself into the mindset?
Well, I'm one of these people that when I wake up in the morning, I usually need to sort of calm myself down. I like to feel calm early on in the morning. And another reason that I do that is because in the book I explain that when you calm yourself down first, then whatever other energy you're going to employ secondly, which is the energy you're really going for, maybe it's energy to organize you or energy to give you strength, physical strength, or energy to improve memory, any of those, energy to heal from something, any of those, when you put yourself in a calm frame of mind first, those other energies will be amplified and they'll sustain longer and we'll be able to recall them quicker. So I generally like to do something that puts me into a calmer state of mind. And I use music. I use natural sound, works very well for me. You can get all kinds of natural sounds and like water flowing sounds and white noise and so on and put that on an iPod. You can use that. And I like to have morning patterns that are also calming for me. And for me, that means seeing things ready for my children.
Which makes a lot of sense. Well, thank you, Dr. Cardillo, for being on our show today. And you can visit Dr. Cardillo's website at josephcardillo.com or follow him on Twitter at drmindfitness. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.